health, beauty and well-being, and sometimes sex. Listen to Radio Gorgeous every day now. Gorgeous well-being brought to you by Gold Collagen. So here I am in Tri Yoga in Chelsea. Gosh, doesn't that sound posh? Because I was coming here, you know, I put on a kind of fur coat and put on my nice boots because I thought I'm going to try and be a yummy mummy today. Probably isn't working because I'm actually underneath wearing my shabby old cardigan. But I'm here with Suzanne Waterworth, who is a specialist in all sorts of areas of making you feel fantastic. Now, you've got to explain what you do. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you, Josephine. Basically, I trained in traditional Chinese medicine initially, and now I do resistance stretching. I run my company, Revive Stretching and Therapy, and it's a very new form of stretching. I learned it originally in the States. Resistance stretching basically works on the fascia, which is a type of deep connective tissue that makes us the shape that we are. It runs from our head to our feet, and most of us don't realise, but it's the reason that we can't straighten up from a bad posture, and it's the reason that we're quite locked up and inhibited in many ways, so that when someone tells us to straighten up, we physically pull ourselves up, but then the fascia is what pulls us back down again. So a lot of us think, oh, the muscles aren't strong enough, but actually often it's the fascia, which is almost like a type of cellophane. Imagine cellophane but tougher, almost like a car seat material. And it's what pulls us back down. So by resisting while we stretch, we engage the fascia and then we remove the excess, which frees the person up and allows them to move naturally.
So that's it kind of in a nutshell, but it's what it does to you. You said it can, it releases your body, but also emotionally releases you. In what way?
Well, a lot of people hold trauma and different emotions in their tissues. So basically, when someone has an accident or is very, very troubled emotionally and they can't deal with it consciously, it goes into the tissue as well as into the unconscious mind. So that a lot of people come, when they come, they're actually having a lot of emotions while I'm stretching them that they're not conscious of. And sometimes it's appropriate for me to tell the person or ask the person if they're feeling something. But as we remove the excess tissue, we also remove their barriers to being completely open emotionally and just clear of what their experience is and conscious. So it's a defensive, fascia is a defensive mechanism and it's really useful. But once we're ready to move on beyond that safety net, then we can really have a complete and full experience of ourselves.
So it's an American technique. What does it involve? Am I gonna be clothed, unclothed? Are you going to pull me, push me? What are you going to do, Suzanne?
I'm going to do all of those things probably. But it's completely clothed. It's very convenient. It's best to wear comfy clothing. It is a new technique. I'm the only trainer in London. And then my colleague, Suzette, is the only trainer in Bristol. And we're the only ones in the UK currently. So we usually warm the person up with a walking massage. So you're about to get walked on. And then I'm going to stretch you. And the way that we do that is rather than passive stretching where you just reach for a stretch, you're going to pull one way and I'm going to pull you the opposite way. So as my little goddaughter called it, it's a bit like fighting stretching, but it's also very satisfying and collaborative between you and me, so it's a joint effort.
Hang on a minute, I'm very excited about that, but it's barefoot massage. So you are going to take your, yeah, you've got socks on at the moment, yeah. You're going to take your socks off and you're going to walk on me.
Well, luckily for you, I'm going to keep my socks on. Okay, it's more comfortable for you. We learned to do walking massage because we get to use all of our body weight and feel into certain areas, tense areas of the body. And it's good for us because we don't have to wear our hands out, and it gives us a much longer lifespan as practitioners. But also for the client, you get a very, very sort of in-depth, strong massage, but also it can be gentle as well.
So will you feel my body before, or will you do it all through the soles of your feet?
Well, now my feet are very sensitive. I can almost do energy work through my feet now that I've got used to using them. And I can pick up an awful lot, so I can tell what your tissue quality feels like. I can tell where's tight, where's tense, where's too loose, where there's build up of fascia, and sometimes where there's scar tissue as well and adhesions. So I can feel that all through my feet now that I've trained. Basically, I need to approach the body as if it's a person of its own and ask it what it wants.
So we're going to go ahead now. What are we going to do next? Tell me, what are you going to do?
Well, first I'm going to pull my foot on out and I'm going to start walking on you and loosening up your body.
Lovely, let's get it out.
So if you lie down with your face just there, I'm going to pop something under your feet.
Okay.
So I'm just going to stand on your hamstrings, on the backs of your legs, and see if that's... It's a little tight. How are you feeling?
Fine.
You've got very nice muscle tissue, actually. I can tell that you've been exercising.
Oh, that's good.
It's nice and warm as well, which is a really good sign. It's actually interesting because you're tighter in your central hamstrings, and mostly when I start walking on people, they're tighter in their lateral hamstrings, which are here.
Yeah.
And you're tighter just in the back of your leg there.
Do you know what that means?
Well...
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
I just stood on the top of the backs of my legs.
So it means that it might be causing your lower back pain, basically.
Yeah. Ow! Yeah.
And you've got tight glutes, obviously, as you can hear.
Yeah.
It's also interesting because your sacrum's not too raised, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves nicely as well. So I'm getting the feeling that you've got good tissue quality. Just some areas of your body feel a little weaker than they need to be and some tighter, which probably means you're using some areas too much.
Never been walked on before, apart from metaphorically. Ow, that's the right hand leg sore. Yeah.
Mm. We always have a tighter side as well.
Yeah.
Is that your dominant leg? Would you kick a football with that leg?
I don't know. I don't play football, darling.
Would you kick your husband with that leg?
Yeah, that sounds more like... Is it psychicness or intuition? What have you got?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I just say that I'm sensitive. You know, I can feel the energy of the muscle while I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel family stuff in your legs.
Wow.
But I feel that it's mostly resolved. It's just like an echo.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just tune into it. I never call myself psychic because I can't do lottery numbers. So we can release this for you.
Fabulous.
And I think it's just good now that you know that some stuff gets stored in your body. Well, you already knew that anyway.
Yeah,
but
I did.
It's really good to know the stretch to release it as well.
Yeah, like, that would be fantastic. My husband stretch, please. Husband release.
Sometimes when people keep tension in their bodies, it's because something's affected them for a reason. So they're... For example, something's happened, like an argument, and their response hasn't been satisfactory to them. So that can cause it to stick.
I've learned this in therapy. It's called your needs met.
Mm.
Yeah. My needs... Being a mother, your needs are never met because you've got annoying children, annoying husband, and you're annoying pets.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to be selfish at the same time. It's quite hard.
It's true. So this tension's actually coming out now.
Great.
But you're going to need to drink quite a lot of water because I feel toxins being released from the area.
Okay.
It's going to be more effective when we stretch it as well. This is just a warm-up.
Brought to you by Gold Collagen. RadioGorgeous.com. So that was amazing. So we did the quite vigorous stretching. Then you took me right down and stuck needles in me and did acupuncture. Then you said, I'm going to do some, what did you describe it as, energy work. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, the energy work's sort of my own concoction. I studied Tai Chi for a couple of years when I was 16 and I started to see and feel energy. And then after a lot of time developing, studying other systems, I've come up with my own technique where I feel into people's energy and I feel emotional, family issues, even physical things that might be wrong, like certain nutritional deficiencies. And then I also sometimes feel things like past life issues, which is quite out there, but I've come to believe in it. I wouldn't have believed in it before, so if my clients don't, that's totally fine with me.
So today you felt energy and you healed me. You said you were healing me. How can you describe that, and how will that affect me, you know? Will it affect me?
Well, today you're going to be quite tired and a bit out of it. You're going to need to drink some water and relax as much as you can. Basically, I felt your energy with my energy, and helps your energy to sort of rearrange itself into a more helpful pattern. So when you have a thought over and over again, it creates an energetic pattern. So it's not just enough to change the thought, it's much easier if you change the energetic pattern as well. It's sort of freeing you to be yourself, who you are naturally.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much, Josephine. It's so much fun.